KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies at 62 degrees. We look for showers and thunderstorms to redevelop this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy to partly cloudy skies and a high around 80. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at Atlantic. An American Red Cross blood drive will be held Wednesday, June 15th in Griswold in honor of Griswold High School teacher and FFA advisor Kevin Blair. The Red Cross said Blair's current and former students and FFA members are especially encouraged to donate at the blood drive held in his honor from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. again on June 15th, and that's at the Griswold Central Church of Christ. Mr. Blair was diagnosed with marginal zone lymphoma, a form of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And while in the hospital, he received blood transfusions to raise his dangerously low hemoglobin numbers. The blood drive in his honor comes at a particularly difficult time for the Red Cross, as many schools that hold blood drives are out of session now for the summer months, which makes it an especially difficult time to collect blood to meet the needs of hospital patients. To make an appointment for the blood drive in Griswold, you can call Janae at 712-210-4271. Or use the free Red Cross Blood Donor app. There is a link to that under this same story on our news page. Or visit redcrossblood.org on the web and use sponsor code 009-857. Well, if you were in a downtown area of Atlantic Wednesday, you might have seen a video crew scurrying about at Rex Pharmacy. That's because the pharmacy has been nominated for a Health Mart Pharmacy of the Year Award. Officials say 4,600 independent, individually owned Health Mart pharmacies nationwide are in the running for the award. Jeff Aiden is the McKesson, which is the Health Mart parent company, retail sales manager and representative who nominated Rex Pharmacy for the award.
Based upon my very close knowledge of what I would say is cutting-edge services and very patient-centric, very innovative practices that Josh uses in his pharmacy practice to differentiate himself between other pharmacies and to really help his patients in many, many ways achieve better health.
Josh he's referring to there is the store owner, Josh Bohr. And Aiden has represented the pharmacy for more than 14 years and three generations of ownership.
Starting with Ken Mormon, whose father actually started the store, I'm told, in 1941. This is their 75th anniversary year, which is just phenomenal. And then working as Ken slowly got into his retirement, and Danny Studelberg took over full ownership and got to know Danny extremely well. And he was a tremendous community asset and a wonderful pharmacist as well. And when he decided to sell the business, he could have found not any better buyer or future operator of his store to keep the legacy that was so important to him going than Josh Bohr.
Aiden says Bohr's approach to business ownership is better patient health care equals better business success.
And his business success is very much tied to their better health care, because he's not going to be able to stay in business unless he can prove that his patients are staying adherent to their medications. So he has started and has been very successful at integrating a great percentage of his regular patient base into what is known as medication synchronization. And in essence, that is just having an appointment-based pickup for your drugs all on the same day. The opportunity for him to be prepared for a specific time when a patient is going to come in and have that time to consult and be a better healthcare coach is just a great thing to do. And so, and not only that, but it keeps them adherent. He fills more scripts because they don't skip scripts. They don't skip taking their meds. And the payers, the insurance and the government, who pay most of the bills for pharmacy these days, are happy to pay him at the highest rate they can, because those patients have the best chance at the best outcomes. They're staying adherent to their medication and they're getting regular consultation.
The award to the winning pharmacy will be presented June 27th during a banquet in Chicago. Last year's winner was Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga, Alabama. Three other pharmacies won the 2015 Independent Spirit Award. Elsewhere in area news, the Creston Police Department says three people were arrested on warrants Thursday and one person was arrested on drug charges. 29-year-old Juan Gonzalez of Creston was taken into custody Thursday night and charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession with the intent to sell. Gonzalez was being held in the Union County Jail on $5,000 bond. Arrested on warrants was 34-year-old Timothy Hudek of Winterset, who was wanted for theft in the fourth degree. He was later released on $1,000 bond. 19-year-old Brandon Barrett of Shannon City was arrested on a warrant for violation of probation. His bond at the Union County Jail was set at $5,000. And 33-year-old Aaron Wallace of Creston was arrested Thursday evening in Creston on a warrant for violation of probation. Her bond at the Ringgold County Jail was set at $5,000. Authorities say a Nebraska man suspected in a fatal hit-and-run crash in Iowa told police his vehicle was stolen the night of the accident. 44-year-old Tracy Paniska of Council of Omaha turned himself in at the Pottawatomie County Jail Monday and, as we mentioned, was charged Tuesday with leaving the scene of a fatality accident and obstructing prosecution. Police say Paniska was driving his car March the 9th on the Interstate 480 bridge in Council Bluffs when he hit a pedestrian, 29-year-old Brett Jensen. Police say Paniska reported his car stolen to Omaha police the night of the hit and run. Authorities in Shelby County say a garage fire that occurred Monday evening in Harlan was intentionally set. The fire at 1711 6th Street was reported at around 5:25 p.m. An investigation determined the garage contained bags of garbage and a couple of bed mattresses, and that a juvenile who lived at the residence allegedly started the fire intentionally. Their case was referred to the Juvenile Fire Center's program and Department of Human Services. The Harlan Fire Department was assisted at that scene during their investigation by the Iowa State Fire Marshal's Office and Harlan Police Department. Sheriff's officials in Union County say a man from Lorimore reported this week that someone had entered his storage shed and taken 100 pounds of copper wire, an electric drill, a battery charger, hand tools, and wrenches. That theft happened sometime over the past few days. The loss was estimated at $550. And a rollover accident Wednesday night in Union County resulted in one person being sent to the hospital. Sheriff's officials say 27-year-old Tara Lynn Mickle of Creston was driving a 2002 Buick LeSabre near the intersection of East and North Streets in Creston when she lost control of the car. The vehicle entered the west ditch and flipped over, ending up on its top. The accident happened at around 8:30 p.m. Wednesday. Authorities said excessive speed was to blame for that crash. Mickle was transported to the hospital by private vehicle. She was cited for driving while suspended. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday four people had been arrested on separate charges this week. On Tuesday, 42-year-old Shelley Ann Lamkins of Tabor was arrested for domestic abuse assault and child endangerment. That same day, 48-year-old Scott Timothy Hall of Emerson was arrested on a warrant for being a felon in possession of a firearm. Bonds for both of those individuals were set at $5,000. On Wednesday, deputies in Mills County arrested 33-year-old Keith Allen Wilson II of Glenwood on a warrant for OWI second offense, reckless driving, and two counts of failure to maintain control. His bond was set at $1,000. Also arrested Wednesday in Mills County was 54-year-old Jonah Lee Gatlin of Malvern. Gatlin was charged with criminal trespass. Bond was set at $300. The news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.